Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Josh, how was your date last night?
Dude, it was interesting to say. It made quite a first impression. And it was funny because it was going really well. She was such a sweetheart. She was so cute and it was really fun. But about halfway through, I noticed that she kind of talks with her hands, you know, and
she gets
a little animated when she gets excited about something. And she had some coffee and she like launched it across not only the table, but onto the floor. The cup goes bouncing everywhere onto like the walkway where everybody else is trying to walk. And she just looked like a deer in the headlights, like, oh my gosh, what did I just do? And it's so funny as I like kind of sprint up and try to just like, you know, everything's fine. I don't really care. I'm like, it's whatever. It's not a huge deal. It's not my drink. It's not all over me. Poor girl. It went all over her as well. And I didn't even really realize this until the very end when she's like, I've been sitting in like wet coffee for like an hour and a half now just talking to you. And I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that. Like, I thought it went all over the floor, not just her, or not all over the floor, not on her. And I was like, I am so sorry. I didn't realize that. And so anyway, it's a scene and the waiter comes over. It's like, oh, it happened. You know, they say the whole thing. It happens. It's okay. It's all fine and all that stuff. And she just looks at me. She's like, do you hate me? Like, is this a bad first date?
Did you say yes? Say yes, this is it.
No,
we're done here.
Of course not. It was cute. And I felt really bad for her being covered in coffee, but she smelled really good, which is awesome. You end up smelling really good.
Like an $8 coffee.
She did, totally. And it was, I don't know, it was just funny, but you have the thing where everybody just stares at you for a solid, like, 5 minutes as you're scrambling to mop up everything.
It's embarrassing, for sure.
You have everyone's attention.
Oh, yeah.
You should give her a cute little nickname now, like Mocha or Latte.
Spilly.
Ooh,
or
Spilly. Spilly. I like Spilly.
Spilly's cute.
Little Rocky's reference, too.
Yeah,
I like
there you
that.
Go. Yeah.
Change your name in your
like
phone
that.
To Spilly.
Just
there it
soaked
is.
In coffee.
Well, and that can either be, deal breaker or a super cute moment where you are like, oh, she's adorable with her little clumsy self. Look at her.
It definitely wasn't a deal breaker. I mean, it's definitely not one of those things that I was like, oh, I never want to see her again. I mean, it happens. Like, you spill things. It's not a huge deal. And look, in her defense, the straws they gave us last night were about four sizes too big for the cup. And they were like metal straws. So it was, I don't know. It wasn't like going to bend if she hit the straw first. You know, there was no give. That straw went flying. The cup went flying. It was a glass cup. And I am shocked it didn't shatter everywhere because the sound it made when it like
ding, ding,
hit.
Ding.
That's what it was. It was as loud as possible and it wouldn't stop rolling. So not only did it bounce around, but it did like the rolling sound as it just rolled down the floor. So again, I mean, everybody's like, what just happened?
It's
a quiet restaurant. And you're not expecting to have that huge clinking sound. And everybody, like, looks around, is like, what's going on? And she just, like, shrinks down in her seat.
Oh,
like, please don't look at me. I don't want anybody to see me. She got, like, as tiny as possible. And
if you were a true gentleman,
mm-hmm.
You would have taken your coffee and just dumped it right in your lap.
Oh.
I have to do the same thing?
Yeah, if you were a gentleman, it's one of those situations where you've been, like, you dump it on yourself, and then you guys have a moment, and you giggle, and you're soaked, too, and your panties are wet, too.
Oh, Jeremy.
You're sitting there in coffee, and it would be a very romantic moment, I think, if you had just dumped your coffee on yourself.
Oh, that'd become a thing.
That's a thing.
It's like that Big Daddy moment. All the cool kids pee their pants.
Yes. Like, if she had peed her pants, you would have had to have peed your pants.
All the cool kids dump coffee on their clothes.
So to make her feel better, you just don't, oh my God, oh my God, then all eyes are on her. No, you dump the coffee on you, then all of a sudden all eyes are on
then
you.
I will
people are
say,
really looking at you.
Yeah. They're looking at me like
move.
I'm a freak.
That's a solid move.
I will say, when the waiter did come by, he was kind of trying to make jokes. He's like, all right, whose fault was this? And I took the blame. I was like, oh, I knocked it over. It was all me. So I guess I was kind of gentlemanly that way. Because I didn't want her to feel bad. So I was like, oh, it was all on me. I messed this up. I hit it and knocked it over. But I did not spill my coffee on myself. That's a new one. I have not heard of that.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
Next time. Okay. Level up.
Should I just show up next time on our second date?
Second observation, second question. Who's this one? Like, I thought you were going steady with one other girl.
Steady.
I am going steady.
It's called keeping your options open.
Yeah.
Who's
he's
this
not
one?
Tied down.
This is
the pilot?
This is pilot girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to know more about Pilot Girl, too.
But then I feel like she should be
her.
A little stronger under pressure.
And maybe
really?
Not clumsy.
I know. That's
yeah. Maybe not. We don't want pilots clumsy either.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. This is one pilot. I don't want to be on her so, plane if she's knocking coffee over.
There were jokes
like
made.
Some of the basic things in life, yeah. Drinking a cup of coffee, and now she's a pilot.
Where I was like, hey, if you talk with your hands, you're going to hit the wheel, and the plane's going to do a barrel roll in the middle of the air. Like, you don't want that.
I talk with my hands. Let me tell you, it can be diabolical sometimes.
I know.
Airline does she fly for? Because I want to make sure that I am not involved.
You're clear of that one. I'll tell you off here.